This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tonight's topic is, of course, the evening of Lag BaOmer. Mitz Hashem, we're very close. Thursday night and Friday, tomorrow night and Friday is Lag BaOmer. And I wanted to look at the halachas about what is the status of tomorrow night, of the evening, the night before, the night of Lag BaOmer, vis-a-vis the easing of restrictions. Do they kick in then already? Or does one have to wait until the following morning? So let's give a bit of background. The sheet that I hope you have in front of you, and if not, if you're listening online, email me please, j.golker@gmail.com. We know the background. The background is the famous Gemara in Yevamos, Samach Beis on the base. The Gemara tells us that this is a period of mourning from, the Gemara says, Mepesach ad Atzeres. The tradition is that we know that the students Rabbi Akiva died over a period of 33, according to the Sfaradim, 34 days. And we are nohag, we practice certain avelos. What things? Particularly three things. Number one, no weddings. Number two, no music. And number three, no haircuts. So the question is, when exactly do these laws of avelos, when are they relaxed? The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says in the end of the first box, "B'mei Hasfira Meisu Tamid Rabbi Akiva B'Shleisha Shleisha Yom over a period of 33 days." V'lochem Nagim B'Yom Me'elu Ktsas Avelus. There's an aspect of mourning. She'ein Naisim Nashim Ein Mistaprim, etc., etc. Now, we know that there are three general practices as to when you keep this Avelus, traditionally known as the first half of the Omer, the second half of the Omer, or the entire period of the Omer. The word half is a bit of a misnomer because it's more than a half. It's two-thirds. It's 33 days out of 49. But the first half is really Pesach until Lag BaOmer. The second half, the second approach is from Rosh Chodesh Iyar until Shavuos. Within that, there are two variations. It depends whether you include Rosh Chodesh. If you stopped, you listen to music, you shaved or whatever before, up to but not including Rosh Chodesh, so then you can ease the relaxations, the 33 days stop before the Shlosh Yisimei Hagbalah. But if you listen to music on Rosh Chodesh itself, then you have to stop on Erev Shavuos. That's the second approach. And the third approach is that favored by the Arizal. I think it's also Minhag Chabad. That is the entire period of the Sfira. And that's based, the Shari Tshuva brings it to the name of the Arizal. It's the footnote number 4 on the sheet. And he said that even if a bris happened during this period, that he would not aim his stop at the Cholzman HaOmer, the Arizal would keep the entire amount. Okay, the question is, when do the rules relax? So take a look at the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Haim in Siman Tov Tzadi Gimel Sif Beis. The Mechaber writes, this is box number C at the bottom. We have the minhag not to take a haircut until the 33rd day of the Omer. Because we say that's when they stopped dying. Until the 34th day. Remember, this is the Mechaber speaking. The Boike in the morning. And then Kain Chal Yom Lamed Gimel Erev Shabbos. Unless the 33rd day of the Omer falls on Erev Shabbos, which it does this year on a Friday, Shaz missed up and boom, they covered HaShabbos. And therefore, even Sfaradim normally wait until the 34th day of the Omer. This year, because the 33rd day falls on an Erev Shabbos, the 34th day is a Shabbos, therefore Sfaradim will be able to shave, to take haircuts, etc., because of covered Shabbos on the Friday. Now, the Ramah, says the Ramah, of a Medinos Elu, in these countries, i.e. Bnei Ashkenaz in Europe, this is the Ramah talking, Ein Noyagin Kidvarov, says the Ramah, we are not Noyag like the Mechaber, Ela Mistaprin B'Yom Lamed Gimel. Rather, we can take haircuts on the 33rd day itself, or Mardibuk Sasimcha, we increase a little bit of Simcha, Ve'ein Omer Bo Tachan, and we don't say Tachan. Now, what is the rationale for that? Why is it? Well, 33rd day, that's how long they died for. We know, Rachman and Islam, if someone's sitting Shiva, they don't sit for 7 full days. On the 7th and final day of the Shiva, we apply the principle of Miksas Hayoim Kukulai, that a part of the day is like a full day. And therefore, as we all know, when you get up from Shiva, by the final morning, you daven shacharis, and then you sit for a few moments, and then you get up. Miktas hayom kakulei. And therefore, says the Rama, ve'en lehistape, this is the last line there, quoting the Maharil, ve'en lehistape ad lag ba'atzmai v'loime be'erev. And therefore, you don't take a haircut until lag ba'atzmai, the day itself, and not in the evening, quoting the Maharil. And that's an application of the rule of miktas hayom kakulei, and you don't have to keep the entire 33rd day, but you just have to wait a little bit into the day. The question is, what exactly does it mean, ad lag ba'atzmai v'loime be'erev? The straightforward reading of it is that you have to wait until the morning, v'loime be'erev, and you can't take a haircut in the evening. And indeed, that is how the Vilna Gaon learns. If you look at the next box, the Bir Hagra says, you've got to wait till Neitz Hachama on the morning of Lag Ba'omer. This year, Friday, here in London, Neitz Hachama will be at 5:34. So at 5:34 a.m., you'll be able to take a haircut and all the other rules will be relaxed. Says the Machatzis HaShekel, the same thing. Because you need a part of the actual day, not the evening before. Mikol Malkum Ein Lestape B'Laila, he says very clearly, you're not allowed to take a haircut in the evening. Now, there are those who argue. The Chok Yaakov, look at the next box. He quotes the second line there, or Maharil Kosa, the Rama, who is basing his psak on the Maharil, writes, HaMinag B'Ashkenaz, the Minag in Ashkenaz is Shebeshachris on Ein Omrim Tachona. We don't say Tachonon in the morning of Lag Ba'omer. Masha'en Kein Ba'erev Omrim Tachona. I.e., on the afternoon at Mincha, on Erev Lag Ba'omer, we do say Tachonon. Vim Kein, Masha Kosov Harav, that which the Rama writes, Gam Kein De'en Nistape Ad Lam Gimel Ba'atzmai. Humi Maharil, that's based properly on the Maharil, Al Pimin Hagoi, i.e., that you say Tachanun on the afternoon before on Mincha on Erev Lag Ba'omer, but not in the morning, and therefore you cannot take a haircut on the night of Lag Ba'omer, but you've got to wait until the day. Avol, continues the Chok Yaakov, La'osen hanagin shleilema Tachanun be'erev, for those who don't say Tachanun already in the afternoon before Lag Ba'omer, hu adin demutel istape, then according to them, it would be okay to take a haircut on the night of Lag Ba'omer, because the two are connected. And indeed is the ruling of the Mabushe Yontov. And indeed the Elia Rabba says that. In the Mishnah Berurah, if you look at the box, the final box before paragraph E, V'lomi Bo'erev says the Mishnah Berurah, V'yesh bi'achronim shemekidin l'istamim bo'erev, there are those who are mekil and allow you to take a haircut already in the evening of Lag Ba'omer. And he quotes the Mabushe Yontov and the Elia Rabba. So when it comes to haircuts tomorrow night, the Gaon and the mainstream view is certainly to wait until the morning, but there are those who are makel to allow it from tomorrow night. Now, what about weddings? So the Elia Rabba takes the following position. If you look at paragraph E, the first box, says the Elia Rabba, Miu nisuin regarding weddings, lo ra'isi nagin el b'yoy mamish. Although, says the Elia Rabba, I was lenient and I allowed haircuts on the night of Lag Ba'omer tomorrow night, regarding weddings, I have not seen anyone be makel, and one has to wait until the day itself. On Mikol Malkum, however, Keshechol Lag Ba'omer be'erev Shabbos, when Lag Ba'omer falls on Erev Shabbos, as it does this year, Ef Shelahokel, one can be makel b'shas hadchak in extenuating circumstances, la'asos b'yom, mila'asos b'layla, to make it on Thursday night, the night before, because it will be difficult to make it on Friday afternoon or Friday daytime, etc. So the Elia Rabba takes the view that he's lenient regarding tisporis, regarding taking haircuts, and would allow a haircut tomorrow night, but not weddings. And the Mishnah Berurah brings that. However, Ramosha Feinstein takes issue with this Elia Rabba. If you take a look at the bottom box, the Igros Moshe, in Erechaim Chelik Aleph Simon Kuf Nun Teh says, Mishum denisuin have a mitzvah. Getting married is a mitzvah. Ulefa'amim has man dochuk, sorry. And sometimes it's difficult to schedule the wedding. It's difficult to find an exactly correct time. And therefore, lochein lo yafin le nisuin mitzvah. You can't equate the two. Shekol echad hu minig b'fnei atzma. Each one has separate rules. And then he says that the Mishnah Berurah quotes this Elia Rabba, which I just mentioned, who says that one should wait until the next day, says Ramesha, lo mistaba klal. It doesn't make sense to him. Tenisuin vadai kilim it is feres. Surely getting married, weddings, should be more lenient than haircuts. And how can the Elia Rabba say that you're allowed to have the haircuts on the night of Lag BaOmer, tomorrow night, but you have to wait until the daytime for the weddings? Says Ramesh, it would seem that the Nisuin should be more lenient. It's a mitzvah to get married. It's more difficult to schedule the wedding. And therefore, says Ramesh, you would be allowed to have the wedding on the night of Lag BaOmer, i.e. tomorrow night. And indeed, the prevalent custom is that we do wait for haircuts and certainly for music until the day of Lag BaOmer itself, for Ashkenazim, and Lad BaOmer for Sephardim. This year, Sephardim are able to have the haircut, like I said, on the Friday. But the prevalent custom is to wait for haircuts until the day itself. But to have weddings, to have a chasna on the night of Lag BaOmer, that seems to be accepted. Rav Belsky is quoted, he writes in his Tshuvas, that he allows the wedding also on the night of Lag BaOmer, tomorrow night. And moreover, he would allow the chasna and the father of the chosen and the father of the kala to shave on the afternoon before, i.e. tomorrow afternoon, to be at the wedding not disheveled and looking smart and with a haircut, etc., etc. But he doesn't extend it to guests and to other family members, only to the chosen and the fathers of the chosen and kala. He does say that other guests could bring a shaver with them to the chasna and would allow them to shave after shkia tomorrow evening and not to wait until Netzach Hama, like the Gaon says, etc. So there we have it. Tomorrow night, Netzach Hashem, will be Lag BaOmer. According to Ashkenazi practice, where we keep until Lag BaOmer, even if you keep the second half, there is a little island of relaxation on Lag BaOmer itself where you can take the haircut. The straightforward reading of the Ramah based on the Maharil is to wait to have a haircut until the morning of Lag BaOmer, although there are some Achronim who are Mekel. When it comes to weddings, the prevalent custom is to allow weddings on the night of Lag BaOmer, as we discussed, and Rebelski would even allow the Chosn and the fathers of the Chosn and the Kala to shave on the afternoon before in readiness of the Simcha.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.